Hello.
Oh, hi, Christy. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you.
Yes, hi.
Hi. So you wanted to reactivate the site, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have your billing in front of me, and is for the new card, is it still the Riverview Road for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
Okay, it is 4167.
Okay.
8090.
Got it.
0348.
Okay.
9791.
And expiration?
728.
And the code?
173.
173. Okay, so let me get your authorization and you will be good to go. So bear with me.
And how do I have them make adjustments to our site?
So if you know offhand what you'd like to adjust, I can send it over to the department, or I can show you how to go on the dashboard and make adjustments that would automatically be sent to the technicians.
Okay. Okay, let's do that.
Okay, so I'm going to send you a fresh login to the dashboard just in case, you know, you don't remember what it was or something. The password on here is blank, which means that at some point you probably reset it. If you think you know what it is, just try to get in with the one that you think it is. But if it doesn't work, let me know and I can create a temporary password to let you in.
Okay. So how do I get to the site? I don't even, I haven't.
You go to, no, that's okay, Christy. You go to my.localsplash.com.
My.localsplash.com.
Yep, okay. And then the username is the 10-digit phone number. There's no spaces or dashes.
So it's just the 6-3-3.
Yep, just the 10 digits. Okay. And then the password, since it was reset, is probably whatever you can remember it was. And if you try it and it doesn't work, let me know and I'll send you a temporary one to get in.
Yeah, it's not working.
Okay, good. So let me reset it. Give me a second here. Auto-generate password. Perfect. Okay. So, the first login that I sent you has the blank password. The second one will have the temporary in it. So let me just resend that email as well. And the temporary password is all lowercase, all one word, and it's cool friends. So there's no space in between, just COOL and then FRIENDS.
Okay. And that's the password, not the ID.
Right. The ID still is the phone number with the no spaces or dashes.
Okay. Hold on a second. I'm writing this down so I don't forget.
Okay.
Okay. So, cool friends.
Yep.
Okay. Log in. Still saying please try again.
Did you accidentally put a space in between the cool friends? I know I do that sometimes because it's supposed to just be all one word. No? Okay. And then the phone number is all no spaces or dashes?
Yeah. Let me see if I have to go through the link on the email?
You can try it that way. Yeah. Since we reset the password, maybe that's the case.
Okay. Let me try one more time on this. I refreshed my page, so maybe
okay.
It was 7-5-4. Man, going from my work computer to my home computer is just so different.
Yep, I experienced that too.
Cool friend. Yeah, it's not working. Let me go through. You can log into your account.
If not, refresh your email and just use the most recent one that I sent you, because you got three emails. One said login credentials. Oh, you got it. Okay, you're in now. So
well, I got it on my phone. I can't for some reason.
Oh, you're on your phone. Okay. So if you look at the top, there should be either three lines or three dots somewhere. And if you hover over it, it'll show you some tabs, home, leads, website. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so the very last tab says business info. So if you click on the very last tab, this will take you to the page where you can make edits to your site.
Okay.
So once this loads, Christy, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, for example, here's where you can see the logo, the cover photo, some different business photos that you sent us in the past. So if you wanted to add to this or remove some of these photos or rearrange them, you can just click on the little pen icon and update it. And then the same goes for any section on the site. As you go up, if you see Nate's Logging LLC, the address, the phone number, the website, anywhere where there's a pen icon, you can go in and you can make edits on your own end. And then anything that you edit from this page is automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 days. Now, if you come across one of the sections that has the circle with the red circle with the line through it, like under the keywords, for example, the search phrases, you can still edit that if anything changed, but you just have to call us to do it. But anywhere else, you can edit on your own end.
So on the computer, I just go into business info and on the top I see.
Exactly. It's the same process on the computer, just rather than having the lines or the dots, you just see those tabs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
good. Okay. Yeah, so if you need, have any other questions as you go through and start editing, just feel free to call me. But it's pretty self-explanatory now that you know how to navigate to this page.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, by the way, I got the green light on the payment, and it says that you're paid in full all the way till October 11th. So that will be your next billing, okay?
Okay. And does it come out automatically?
Yeah, it'll automatically renew each month on the 11th.
And it's $29, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem, Christy. And if you see the orange banner on the site, that will also be removed within one business day. I'm thinking it'll come down today, but if not, no later than tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.